And as we deal with frigid temps in much of the country, our story today called Sharing the Warmth. Angel, a Jew, owner of the most famous bakery in Germany, often said, "Do you know why I'm alive today? I was still a teenager when the Nazis in Germany killed Jews mercilessly. Nazis took us to Auschwitz by train. Last night in the ward was deadly cold. We were left for many days in cars without food, without beds, meaning without the possibility to warm up somehow. It was snowing everywhere. The cold wind froze our cheeks every second. There were hundreds of us on those cold, horrible nights. No food, no water, no hiding. The blood freezing in our veins. Next to me was an elderly Jew who was very loved in my city. He was shaking and looking terrible. I wrapped him with my hands to warm him up, hugged him tight to give some warmth, rubbed his hands, legs, face, and neck. I begged him to stay alive. I cheered him up. This is how I kept the man warm all night. I myself was tired and frozen. Fingers crossed, but I kept massaging this man's body to warm him up. So many hours passed, finally the morning came. And the sun started to shine, and I looked around myself to see other people. To my horror, all I could see were frozen bodies. All I could hear was the silence of death. The extremely frosty night killed everyone. They died of cold. Only two people survived, the old man and me. The old man survived because I didn't let him freeze, and I survived because I made him warm. Allow me to tell you the secret of survival in this world. When you warm the heart of others, then you'll warm yourself. When you support, strengthen, and encourage others, you'll receive support, strengthening, and encouragement in your life. From 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you were doing. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.